inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Temperatures in Juneau dipping into the low 40s and even the high 30s overnight in the Juneau area in less than 12 hours of daylight. Gardening season starting to wind down, and with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
I thought maybe for this week's edition of Garden Talk, we might tackle some more of the questions that we've gotten from listeners over the last few weeks or so. Are you ready to tackle that?
Hit me.
Okay, let's do a lightning round here. First question, this is kind of related to what we talked about last week. Anne writes, I've harvested, dried my garlic, but I haven't cut the stems off each bulb yet. Is it necessary to cut stems off before storing over the winter?
I guess that depends on how much room you have. If you've got 3-foot-long stems, although you can use those stems to hang up a bunch, and simple answer is no, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Cutting them off makes it easier to store. And remember to keep them in a kind of warm place, like 60 degrees and up. Don't refrigerate them.
Okay. Next question from Bonnie. How do you know it's ready? Not a lot of luck here. I am told it's too hot, but then why do we have wild garlic growing?
Well, I'm going to hope that that doesn't mean her garlic is still in the ground when it was hot. Not anymore. Certainly should have been harvested now. If she means hot, meaning hot tasting, well, then you just use less garlic in the recipes, I suppose. So it should have been harvested a couple months ago. And if it's hot, enjoy hot garlic.
Okay, and next question. I'm kind of assuming this is from an out-of-state listener. Ida writes, when to plant garlic in Oklahoma? And I'm assuming that's a question. Can we help her there?
Basic rule is planting it 4 to 6 weeks before the ground freezes. So if she knows, I mean, I don't know how good she is at predicting the weather or the ground freezing. I'm planting garlic right now, and I have planted garlic as late as between Christmas and New Year's when the ground's not frozen. So that gives her some latitude.
Okay, so the same rule no matter where you are in the country, Alaska, Oklahoma, or even Miami then, I guess, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and also, there's also a garlic event happening here in Juneau in the next few weeks, right?
There is. October 26th will be the 5th annual Garlic Lovers Potluck. That will be held down at the Northern Lights Church from 5 till 7. It is free. It is sponsored by the Juneau Garden Club. So hopefully folks will bring some tasty dish with some garlic in it, and that might that has included in the past garlic-flavored brownies and chocolate cake, and all sorts of salads and soups and stews and other stuff. Joe Orsi and I will be doing a presentation on essentially the basics of garlic growing, harvesting, storage, and all. I'd like to see a bunch of people down there.
Okay, now let's hit the round two of the questions here. Sarah writes, I'd love to hear some bee-friendly recommendations from Ed, and do those bee houses that have popped up everywhere actually help our bees?
The bee houses are usually used for orchard mason bees, and I know I have tried them and others have tried them. I don't know, I can't confirm they actually work here in town. Really, if you see that the little straws have been filled or plugged with soil or mud, that's an indication that they are. I also understand they're supposed to be cleaned like each year after the little ones come out in the usually it's May to early June. So if they were plugged with mud, and then you would see holes in them. So they don't hurt. You can make your own by just drilling holes in blocks of wood, I understand. So that one's still kind of up in the air.
Okay, I think we've talked about this when it comes to plants. There's a variety of different plants that would attract bees, right?
Yes, some of the really good ones. you may not need to plant them, but bumblebees really, really appreciate the dandelions in the springtime. That is really their first big food. that they hit hard to get them going, get them started raising new little ones to make more and more. They love the raspberries when they're in bloom. I've seen them in crocus, actually overnight inside a crocus blossom. Because again, stuff that has lots of pollen. They'll even hit the pussy willows actually for pollen, which is high protein food for them. But there are, and that's something that's pretty easy to search on the web for bee friendly flowers, basically.
Okay, we've got time for just one more question, and it comes from Andrea. She writes, I planted peony crowns in spring in pots and transplanted them to a south slope. How do I best prepare the transplants for winter?
Well, it sounds like the perfect location, at least, for those. She could actually give them a sprinkle or even lightly fertilize them with some bulb food or the same stuff that you would use for our tulips and daffodil bulbs now. And make sure that they're the tops of those crowns are cut the leaves off. Get rid of those. And then they could perhaps be sheltered with just a little bit of spruce boughs or something like that for the winter so they don't emerge too early in the springtime, and hopefully have a few flowers next year.
Okay, Ed Bajarski, thanks a lot. We'll tackle the rest of the questions later.
All right, man.
Garden Talk is a weekly feature on Morning Edition during the spring, summer, and early fall. You can go to our website at ktoo.org/gardentalk to check out the archives of all of this season's episodes. Grain for grain, sun and rain.